He said, Chris, do it again. Launch your own podcast. Do it. I said, you know what? And here's the interesting thing of why I did my podcast. It's not so much about the end result, the acclaim, the accolades, and all the achievements and everything. It's really about...
Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show that's for you, those that work hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want to be work optional, where you work because you want to, not because you have to. How? Because you have enough passive income coming in to be able to bless and help you be free, buy your time back, and most importantly, be able to do what you love with those that you love. And guys, I know it's not just about getting rich because you want to create a rich life, because as you are blessed and prosper financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives around you. Thank you for allowing me to do so in your life as well. I appreciate you guys have been tuning in. I know some of you guys have been very stalwart listeners from possibly even the beginning 10 years ago. So thank you so much for tuning in here today. If you haven't done so already, guys, I invite you, check out moneyripples.com. If you want to really deepen your education, there's lots of great stuff on there as well. Also, if you're subscribed to our YouTube channel for Money Ripples and you haven't gone to our other channel, which is the Max ROI Infinite Banking channel, go check that out today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually earn double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. Okay, guys, so I would just mention here that I was saying this has been 10 years, right? Like this is literally, of course, it was over a week ago. We had our 10th birthday, our 10th anniversary, not of the company, but of the show, the podcast, the Money Ripples podcast. It used to be called the Chris Miles Money Show. Now it's the Money Ripples podcast. It's been 10 years, guys. And I want to kind of go back to you and tell you a little bit of history about why this show exists, why it's so important to you, and really what you should be doing in your life as well. And I say should, I know that's a horrible word to use. I shouldn't shit all over you, right? But the truth is that, you know, this show exists for a purpose because this is the ripple effect I'm trying to create through your life. And I also want you to create a ripple effect as well. So I want to talk about that here. Now I'll tell you, going way back, right? Like I was able to retire in 2006, that very first time. Didn't know what to do with my life, but I felt like teaching was a thing. And so that's where I joined forces with Garrett Gunderson. We created the company Freedom Fast Track that later became Wealth Factory. And while I was there, like Garrett was doing an AM talk radio show. And eventually he brought me on. And I remember my very first episode. It was actually Memorial Day of 2007. Because I remember it was a total holiday. It was dead quiet. And be on the radio, so nervous, so nervous. I don't even know if I have the recording still. I might somewhere. But I'm just here to tell you, I barely got to talk. It was mostly Garrett, right? And but anyways, it was fun. And I really enjoyed that to the point where by the end of 2008, I was already doing some of those episodes for him on AM Talk Radio, but then I decided to do my own podcast. Now here's the interesting thing of why I did my podcast. In 2008, I was just getting into my early 30s. And if you know about the history like of Garrett Gunderson, he had two partners that died in a plane wreck in 2006. This plane wreck, it affected him. And he has a story he talks about a lot where he didn't even know what to do. He couldn't even function, really. In fact, he was so badly not functioning that I remember hearing about him. And I was going to start my own thing. I'd even see him in the picture because I thought he was going to go cuckoo, right? Because understandably, the business that was run mostly by those guys fell onto his lap. He was kind of the junior partner. So anyways, you know, I was getting my early 30s and those two partners, right? They died both when they're 35 years old. So I wouldn't say it was a midlife crisis, but I would say I was worried because I started to have a young family and I was worried because all the things that I learned were so valuable. I wanted to teach it. And so I wanted my kids to get something, you know, in case I died young, that they would have something that I could pass on legacy wise. And at the same time, it also became a tool for me to help my own clients, because I can't tell you how many times clients, and of course, you guys are no different, right? Everybody, we have the same questions, right? We want to know the same answers. And so I thought, you know, what better way to leverage my time than to record it once and then say, here, listen to this recording, and then I can clarify any questions afterwards. We can make it more efficient when we have our conversation. So I started doing this as like a frequently asked question type of podcast. Just so you know, my very first podcast that I did, you know, not the AM Talk radio show, but the actual podcast I recorded putting on the web that started at the end of 2008 was called Fire Your Financial Advisor. I even had the website at one point and everything. And so Fire Your Financial Advisor podcast, I even co-hosted with a friend of mine on there and had a lot of fun. Did about 80 episodes of that show until about 2012. When Garrett and I parted ways, I didn't have use to that studio. I had my equipment, but I was just busy trying to launch Money Ripples. So I dropped it. Come 2014, I get on the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast, loved it. And I was chatting with a friend of mine. Some of you guys might follow, you know, maybe on social media or something, Satema Ghali, former NFL player. Now he's kind of more in personal development, trained by guys like Garrett J. White. I was having lunch with him. I was talking about how much fun I had on that podcast and that I kind of missed it because I hadn't done my own podcast for the previous 2 years. He said, Chris, do it again. Launch your own podcast. Do it. And I said, you know what? I should. That was a Friday afternoon that I had lunch with him. The following Tuesday, you know, so about 4 days later, I launched my podcast. I said, let's do this. Eventually called it the Chris Miles Money Show because I got to give it some kind of name, right? And launched my podcast and got my first episode out. So that was April of 2014. You know, it was the first week of April there. And ever since, you know, been doing that show. You know, at that time I was only doing about once a week. And then a few years later, started doing twice a week. And that's why we got over 800 freaking episodes. And I just got to give you guys a shout out for that, because I'll tell you, there were many times that I would get depressed, you know, especially early on when I did this show, where I thought, you know what, maybe nobody cares. If I just stopped airing this, stopped putting out episodes, no one would care. And I'm so glad that wasn't the case. In fact, I remember in, I think it was 2015 or 2016, I went to a convention. I didn't know hardly anybody there, but I had a few friends that were at this convention. There was like, by the way, there's like 18,000 people there. And I'm out in the hallway. And I remember that this guy kept staring at me in kind of a weird way, almost like he recognized me, but I didn't have any clue who he was. He kept looking at me and looking at me. And then finally he walks up, he gets the courage to walk up. He says, are you Chris Miles? Yeah, I am. It's like, oh my gosh. Like I listen to your podcast. In fact, you know, our leader, like this is a network marketing company. So he's like our upline. She actually was the one that told us to listen to you. And his upline leader was actually one of my clients. Right. So I wasn't doing video at this time. I was only doing audio. So people didn't really know my face a whole lot. Right. But because she had been referring them to us, like, hey, listen to Chris Miles, listen to this money show. It's great. So the whole team was listening to it. And so, and they were out there in the hallway. So he's like, let me get my wife. And then they all start coming over. And the, by the way, I just tell you that morning, I had actually considered quitting the podcast. I considered quitting, but as they came up and talking about how much it impacted their lives, I shared that with them. I said, you know, honestly, I didn't know if anybody cared. I can see that there were some downloads, but they weren't significant. Not like we see now. Nowadays. And so I thought, you know, nobody would probably care. And they're like, no, we care. We may not verbalize it. We may not express it, but please keep doing what you're doing. And that was just enough to keep me going, you know, and into the mid 2010s and beyond. And there's a great quote I'm paraphrasing from John Wooden that pretty much just says that God doesn't care about the scoreboard. God does not care about the scoreboard. And what he means is this. When it comes to your life and how you're performing, it's not so much about the end result, the acclaim, the accolades, and all the achievements and everything. It's really about, did you do the best that you could do? And in essence, when you're talking about what we talk about here, did you do the best you could to create that ripple effect through people's lives? Did you try to help serve people and bless their lives? Did you do something? If so, that's what matters. If you played to the best of your ability, you won. Regardless of what it says on that scoreboard, you won. And that's one thing he would teach his players at UCLA. He'd say, even if you guys lost the championship, which did happen, it's like, it doesn't matter. Did you play your full hearts out? And even if they won and the scoreboard showed they won, he would still ask them, Did you play with integrity? Did you play full out? Did you play to your ability? Because if not, even if the game said you won, you didn't win. Doesn't matter what the scoreboard says, you still lost. And that's one thing I want to leave with you guys here is that, one, I'm super grateful you guys have been tuning in. You have been sharing with others, just like as I talked about even early on, you guys would share with other people too. And some of you guys might've been listening to this since the beginning and I may not even know it. And even though I may not know your name or know your face, I cannot express enough how much I thank you. And I know my team thanks you, you know, and really like it allows us this platform to teach and to guide you and to be able to give you something great. And this is exactly why, even though I could live a life of comfort and ease and essentially be selfish, I don't want to be. Like, you guys give me that kind of purpose. So that's the thank you I want to give. And I hope, and I know there's been times that I've done this podcast, I've gone on autopilot. I'll be honest. There's times I've done episodes and you might've thought they were great and you might not know otherwise, but I know differently. And I hope that you've even recognized even the last few episodes or so that I've done that I've put more energy and heart into it because I realize it's not about the scoreboard. It's not about how many listeners there are. It doesn't matter if we're the top one half of 1% of podcasts for downloads. Not to mention we're building even a bigger presence on YouTube lately, right? That doesn't matter. What really matters is how does this improve your life? What does this do for you? I don't care if there's 10 of you and then all 10 of you had amazing results where you were able to become financially independent, where you're able to be work optional. If that were the case, you would already, this show would be better than most of the shows out there because there are a heck of a lot of people listening to a lot of podcasts, doing nothing, seeing no difference in their lives. Sure, it might be a fun conversation, but what does it do at the end of the day? And that's really the goal of this show. And so my goal for the next 10 years is to give more of me, right? To give more, to be more thoughtful and intentional about what you want and help deliver on that over and over. And I know you don't pay for this and it's fine, you know, because that's what we do. And I know that there's many of you that you eventually, I can't tell you how many times I'll hear people say, I've been listening to you for the last few months or sometimes few years. And I think now's the time to act and to get our plan together and maybe, you know, start creating passive income or get, to, you know, start doing our infinite banking policy and doing it the right way. Hey, I love it. Thank you so much for putting your trust in us. And we don't take that lightly. But I just wanted to say, happy birthday to our podcast. And here's to another 10 plus years of the Money Ripples podcast. And hey, in about 2 years, we'll be hitting 1,000. And so I'm sure we'll do something special then too in the year 2026. But in the meantime, guys, thank you for tuning in. And remember, for you in your life, it's not about the scoreboard. It's not about the accomplishments and the acclaim or what it looks like on paper, what it looks like on the outside or on social media in your life. It's not about that. It's about, did you play to the best of your capability? Did you fulfill the measure of your creation that God created you for? Are you living that purpose? Are you living that life? Are you doing that right now? If so, you're a winner, regardless of what it says in your life, regardless of what your finances say, regardless of what you think it looks like on the outside, inside, you know you won. And I can guarantee you that the outside will reflect it. But if on the inside you're losing because you know you're not playing to your capacity, it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside because you'll eventually lose it. So that's my challenge to you guys is, Play hard, play full out, play to your ability, and make sure that you realize that the scoreboard is not what's so important. God doesn't care about that. What he does care about is how are you going about creating a ripple effect through people's lives? Go and make it a wonderful day, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.